This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Maria Guadalupe Alemán. Date of birth, December the 14th, 1982. Case ID number is 459-8320. Date of exam, 12/8/2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 6/1/2022. Identifying information. This is a 39-year-old separated female with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of decreased vision, deformed right ear lobe and canal, and decreased hearing. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in March of 2020, where she worked as a medical office assistant for 13 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her children, and she has a boyfriend who is providing for them. She is presently not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, decreased vision. Number two, deformed right ear lobe and decreased hearing. History of allegation. Number one, decreased vision. The claimant states that in 2020, she noticed that her eyesight would get tired after being in front of the computer for long hours. She denies having nearsightedness, glaucoma, diabetes mellitus, hypertension, or any kind of trauma. She does not wear glasses at this time and states that her night vision and peripheral vision is good. She denies any surgeries or eye drops given for her condition. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/25. OS pinhole corrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. The claimant appears to have a fairly normal vision at this time. Allegation number two, deformed right earlobe with absent ear canal and decreased hearing. The claimant states that since birth, she was born with the absence and deformity of the right earlobe, along with absence of her right ear canal. She presently uses no hearing aids at this time. No surgeries or implants have been performed, and she was diagnosed with right hypoacusis, secondary to dysfunction of the right ear, secondary to not having a ear canal. The claimant also has deformity of her right earlobe. The claimant was given the option when she was a child for surgery, but her parents refused it, secondary to possible complications. Limitations, the claimant is able to walk 1 mile, stand for 4 hours, climb 3 to 4 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is left-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 15 pounds above her head. She has no assistive devices that she uses, and she is presently not seeing a physician. She takes Tylenol and ibuprofen, PRN is needed for some aches and pains that she has occasionally. She does do physical activity of going to the gym every day to keep fit. Her daily activities include watching TV, doing lighthouse work, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, and working out at the gym. Family history. The father died suddenly at the age of 56. He did suffer from hypertension and diabetes mellitus. Her mother is 57 and in good health. Medications, none. Medical problems. History of COVID-19 in 2020. The claimant has hypoplasia of the right canal and hypoacusis, comma. Decreased vision of both eyes with normal Snellen vision. Major surgeries, cholecystectomy, and C-section times 3. She also had a tummy tuck in 2017. So, social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one or two cigarettes when she goes out socially. Alcohol, the claimant has a history of drinking 5 beers every weekend for 14 years. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant did have hepatitis when she was a teenager, which was hepatitis A. She denies having HIV or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 189 pounds, height 5 feet 4 inches, BP 144 over 97 mmHg, heart rate 86 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 32. General. This is a 39-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to Snellen vision to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderma was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External canals were abnormal for the right side, and there is complete closure of the canals with a deformed right earlobe. The external auditory canal was normal in appearance for the left side, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/25, pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/25, and pinhole is 20/25. Could you please drop down to functional capacity on the last page? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She does have decreased hearing on the right side, secondary to an abnormality and a closed ear canal, which has not been operated on. And she does have congenital hypoacusis of the right ear. Her left ear appears to be normal. She's able to speak well. There's no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to a congenital right ear deformity. Probable diagnoses. Number one, decreased vision. bilaterally, dash normal physical exam, except for mild decrease in Snellen vision, which is very minor. Number two, deformed right ear lobe and atresia of the right ear canal, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant does appear to have decreased hearing of the right side, secondary to not having the right ear operated on. Number three, hypoacusis, secondary to the deformity of the right ear. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Maria Guadalupe Alemán.